Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week from the BSU softball team. Courtney Anderson, our guest from Florida. Courtney, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You guys are 3-2 as of right now on this trip. What's gone right for you guys so far?
We've really just been able to pull some hits together. Our defense has been doing pretty well. I've been able to rely a lot on our backup pitching. We've had our freshmen have really stepped up. I'm really proud of Allison Robertson, Kelsey Sarah Lampe, who have been pitching really strong. Cassie MacArthur, she pulled up the last inning of a game that I pitched yesterday against, you know, number 12 top team in the nation, who were really good. But she pulled through. She did a really good job after not having a whole lot of experience pitching yet. So I was really proud of her with that effort, too.
What have you noticed as the biggest difference from this year to last year?
This year we have just a lot of team chemistry. We've done a lot of working with individual players, you know, receiving balls, receiving throws from our fielders. Coach is mixing up the lineup a lot. He's trying to find the right combination with the hitting. But, I mean, team chemistry is huge. It's really been, we've been doing really well as a team together, and I think that's really important when you're on the field. You can tell. So.
I know you've been working on a couple of new pitches for this year. How have they come along now that you're actually outside using them in competition?
It's a change. I think a lot of people, I'm excited to see how it's going to work in the conference because a lot of people, I mean, they know me as a rise ball pitcher and that kind of thing. But I'm just excited to mix it up and see what I can do for my the final year, you know, at BSU.
What's the weather been like?
Well, right now it's pretty cool. It actually, yesterday was really hot. It was up in the 80s. We were all sweating, dying. We're all sunburned. But today it's cooler. We actually had a small workout this morning. Went for a jog, ran up some sand dunes. Coach had us working out and that kind of thing. But today it's cooler. It's kind of breezy. So it's pretty much perfect softball weather, or I prefer that. I like it when it's not too hot, but it's not cold. So it's a nice change from Bemidji, for sure.
I understand that I interrupt you lounging by the pool reading a book. What book were you reading?
Yeah. Actually, we were, me and like three of my teammates, we're staying in a house. Like all of us are staying in one house. It's really, really nice. We have like our own little pool in the backyard. We after our workout, we all jumped right into the pool with our clothes on, just dying. But, yeah, we're just trying to soak up as much sun as we can. It's kind of cloudy today, so, you know, in between the clouds when the sun comes out, we're all, like, hurrying up and rolling up our sleeves and trying to get our best tan that we can and trying to even out our sunburn.
How many more games do you guys play?
We have 8 left.
You guys
have 8 left because, yeah, we have 12 total, and we've played 4, so, and we have 2 tonight. So.
Can you open up conference play then when you get back? What do you guys need to get accomplished yet down in Florida before conference play begins?
We need to, I think, while we're down here, we've been playing players in different spots. We've been trying out different combinations of people on the field. I think it's important that by the time we get back to know the right combination to head into conference play. Who is best at each position, the right lineup for offense, you know, who can hit the ball to get the people on base and, you know, who can put down bunts and who can just make plays and that kind of thing for us. So I think that's going to be extremely important.
Courtney, congratulations and good luck the rest of the week.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU softball team, log on to BSUBeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.